Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Hey folks, welcome aboard to another internet radio adventure, talk radio adventure with the Andy and Amanda Show. Glad to be here, glad to have you here if you're joining us around the world. Before we get into whatever we're going to get into today, and you never know, one never knows what we're going to get into, got to make this announcement, and that our special guest, Kevin Michaels, who's got an amazing background in rock and roll and music, having performed with a major band, which we'll get into, and is... has personal friendships and relationships with very, very well-known, famous musicians and artists, is not going to be joining us today because he's a little under the weather. So he's not going to be able to make the show today, and we will be rescheduling his appearance on the Andy and Amanda Show for next week. So stay tuned for that. I think next Wednesday or Friday, I'm not sure which. Stay tuned, but Kevin's going to be great on the show. I know he's a great guy, and just so much to talk about with his career. And look forward to having him on the show. He'll be feeling better by next week, I'm sure, and look forward to his appearance. Regardless, we're going to start today's show by playing Kevin's newest, latest, and a great country music release, which is produced in Nashville with some of the top, top Nashville performers and session musicians and people that many of you would all know. The song is called Down Home Georgia, that Kevin actually wrote when he was 15 years old and just recorded it last month or the month before, somewhere around there. But anyway, it's a great tune. It's charting. It's way up in the country charts. It's way up on the indie charts, ahead of very well-known country artists. Kevin's just climbing the charts by leaps and bounds, and I want to play the tune to get the show underway today. Let's hear Kevin Michaels in Down Home Georgia. Enjoy. Yes, indeed. Down in Georgia, Kevin Michaels, who is scheduled to be on our show today, not going to make it. Going under the weather, just, you know, not quite up to par. So we excused him last night, said, no problem, we're going to play your tunes anyway and talk all about you and look forward to having you back, scheduled, rescheduled on the show for next week. We do have Amanda Love in the UK. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. And look, yes, welcome aboard, Amanda. And we also have on the East Coast, floating around or above the East Coast, I think in space, we're not quite sure where he is. Somewhere in the atmosphere or troposphere, our show coordinator. You think I know by now? What's his name again? Oh, is it Cornell Butler? Is that who it is? Wait, I think Cornell Butler is on the in the house.
I'm in the house, guys. Yes. What's up?
What's up? How you doing, darling?
I'm doing awesome, man. Hey, Andy and Amanda, that was a great tune, man, by Kevin.
It was. Recently recorded, within the past couple of months or so, in Nashville. Some of the musicians on his tunes, he recorded a few of them down there, and that's the one that was released. I guess I believe that he's in the midst of putting together more of an EP or an album of sorts. I know he's recorded some other tunes in Nashville in those sessions, but this is the one that was released initially. And what a great song. And this guy goes back to the Badfinger days, day after day tune. Some of you might know that song. And Badfinger was the very first band that ever was signed by Apple Records, owned by the Beatles back in the day. And he maintains some relationships. Yeah, and he maintains some very close relationships with some very well known, very very famous musicians from there today. Wait to talk about till he is on the show and he'll
absolutely.
You know, it's amazing. You have lunch with this guy and he talks. You know, he's funny and he's funny and he spent a lot of years not far from you, Amanda, in that British London rock and roll scene back in the day. And has some great stories and memories, and he's a great guy and a little shy. He's a little shy character, you know. But I can't wait to
speak to him about it all. I mean, coming, you know, spending a lot of time here and appreciating the music here. Wow, that's going to be incredible. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we all go down to Georgia.
It makes you want to do it, doesn't it? Maybe we'll finish the show. We'll play that. I think we'll play the song again at the end of the show today. Let's play it again. I can listen to that song all day.
Why
long.
Not?
I can see why it's charting. Yeah, he's an amazing musician. He's a great singer, by the way. He's a great singer and a songwriter. He wrote that song when he was 15 years old, the song you heard, Down Home Georgia. And he's much, 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 much older than that now. You know, again, he was, right, and he just recorded it. You know, you know, I think I forget if I was talking to him. We had lunch last week, and I forget if I was talking to him or somebody else, another songwriter. The music business has been getting busy again, which is great to see, so I'm trying to remember what conversations. Yeah, it is. But anyway, I think it was Kevin, that we were just saying that the best songs are timeless. So you can write a tune about something that happens in your life or in the environment or in the world, and you can write it in 1960 and in 2021, it's still relevant, or maybe even more relevant. You know, they're great, you know, timeless tunes, and that's number one criteria for a great song in my opinion. You know, the number two criteria, and again in my opinion, are songs when the songwriter sat down to write it, they didn't know what they were writing. You know, they came up with a great hook. You know, what's that beat? You know, you get as a musician, I remember B.B. King once said, and I agree with him, that the applause, you know, whatever the applause are, they are. Whatever, hey, appreciation, acknowledgement, great, thanks. But the greatest acknowledgement when you're on stage as a musician is when you look out into the audience and you can feel that they've captured the beat. They've captured the mood, the rhythm. Their feet are stomping. You know, their hands are clapping, whatever.
Yeah.
That's that's what makes it wow, you know, as a performer on stage. You know, the applause are, hey, great, thanks, whatever, you know, but it's really making that difference and getting out there with the music. And the way you do that, I think, most effectively, and this is, again, my own opinion as a professional musician, I must say, that's what I do. The way you do that is you come up with that hook that's musically that's going to create that that vibe, that whoa, that foot stomp and that hand, that snapping of your fingers, that clapping, that you feel it in your heart, you feel it in your soul. And then, yes, boom, the lyrics pop in. And when you're creating that as a writer, the lyrics can be, I don't know what the lyrics are because I love this beat. I love this. I love what the music is doing. This spaghetti, manicotti, zoology, biology, whatever fits in that space of that music that's coming together, blah, 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 blah. And you fill in the blanks later. And what starts to happen is you're writing the song and you really don't know what it's about as you're writing it. Then halfway through it, you start thinking, oh, This is a cool storyline. And then you can maybe tweak it or whatever, but you realize when you're halfway through the song or sometimes more, you look at it, the lyrics that you just wrote, you know, and then you are starting to realize what you just wrote and what it's about.
That's like Guy McFerrin or something like that. Don't worry, be happy. He never knew that song was, don't worry.
He
got a Grammy for that song.
Yeah, and how about
I love those moments.
And how about Eat the Beach Boys? Not Eat the Beach Boys. No, wait. I want to get lost in your... Give me the... Not beats. Yeah, beat. Beat. Yeah. Give me the meat. Give me the meat, boys. The meat. Is it the beat or the meat? Give me the meat, boys. Feed my soul. I want to get lost in your rock. Is it...
I'd rather say beat than meat.
Yeah, I would say beat. By saying, you know, give me the meat, boys, that's a bit...
Anyway, what was I saying about the lyrics don't matter? So there you go. I mean, that's a hook, you know, bam, bam, bam. Or, you know, even some of the old Beatles songs, you know, if you... You know, how many of us can recite the lyrics from some of I did this one time in a live audience, you know, favorite song, hands go up, boom, Mr. in the back there, boom, what's your favorite song, boom, here's the song, okay, go, second verse, what are the words? I couldn't do that either. But just, definitely. Okay, so if that's your favorite song, but you know the lyrics to it, so what is it?
It's and that melody.
You know, energy, that soul, and the melody, and the space, and how the lyric line attaches to that melody into that space that really... You know, I think it might. Again, this is my own opinion. People might differ, but
that's like Johnny Cash songs. Nobody don't know any Johnny Cash songs. We just listen to them, right? Can you name any of the Johnny Cash songs?
Yeah, I hear that dame a coming. I mean, I hear that train a coming right. I hear that train a coming right down the bend, and I don't. Something about the sunshine. I don't remember. What is it?
and like, hey, Andy, what's the second
good,
verse? Andy, what's the second verse?
Okay, when I was just a baby, second verse, here it is. When I was just a baby, my mama said to me, don't ever play with guns, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Okay.
So that's the second verse. See?
Awesome.
See?
Oh, with the blah, blah, blah as well.
You just broke a record.
When I was just a baby, my mommy told me so. Always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns.
And you know what's so crazy? He all his songs that he wrote was reality and about his life.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that kind of writing though, because it gives you a real in-depth look into the artist. And quite often, you know, you grow up with these artists and you don't realize half the time that they're talking about something that's really personal in their lives. And it's not until they come out with some information about it or write a book or something about them, and then it's like, oh wow, that was really about them. Wow.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I love that.
That's like
really
the guy from the group from Nirvana. What's his name? Nirvana. Kurt
Cobain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, that guy. What a story. I totally get what you're saying. There's been so many like interesting stories of artists and what they've been through, and like, I don't know, it's just... Amy Winehouse was a bit of a legend for me.
Yes, she
was. In her own right. She was so unique and she had so many issues, bless her.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know, and but the list goes on, doesn't it? I mean, I just love, you know, like I said to Pamela when she came on the show. I love sitting down like I'm a child with my legs folded and looking up with my mouth open, like listening to these stories from so many interesting people.
Yeah.
I like, you know, when you like you have conversation with the elderly as well. Like, I seem to draw children and the elderly to me. Wherever I go, I seem to have either children looking up at me and smiling and wanting interaction. And I get the same from the elderly, bless them. They come up to me and they say, oh, you know, I was just looking for this. And then they suddenly give me their life story. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. So I love hearing people's stories. It's just so fascinating. And it kind of makes you think about your own path, where you've been and where you're going and, you know, what you're going to experience. And it's great, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, you never know what they went through neither.
No, that's right.
No, you don't.
You truly appreciate things. It's just incredible. Spectacular.
It's spectacular. Because and after all,
some of my disfigures are going to make you want to have sex. So,
that's her. I knew she was going to write that song, Andy. I knew she was. She's telling us about her life story. Where's the banjo at?
By the way, I want to apologize for any loud, I was going to say, banging in the background. there's a lot of explosions.
Really?
Oh, wow. Going off. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of explosions going off in the distance. And unfortunately, I can't control it, and it's out of my hands. And so if any of our listeners or you guys hear these loud bangs, it's Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK.
Only on the Andy and Amanda show.
Yeah, so everyone everywhere is letting off fireworks, and they got their bonfires and probably having little parties and stuff. And if you guys are not familiar with Guy Fawkes, it all originated in 1605. Guy Fawkes was the guy who created the gunpowder, and his job was to monitor it and keep an eye on it. It was kind of like boxed or barreled up, and they kept it under Parliament in Westminster in London. And the aim was, he was a conspirator, an English conspirator. So he had these people who were Catholics, fellow Catholics, and they wanted to kill King James. So they planted this gunpowder underneath Parliament, and they're like, right, yeah, when he comes along, yeah, we're going to set it off, you know, and blow this dude up, and then we'll have a Catholic leader come and take the plate, a Catholic head of state. Well, unfortunately, he got caught, and it didn't look good for him. So he was sentenced to death, and then ever since then, we've had Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK. So every year, November the 5th, boom, baby, we have the fireworks and stuff. Yeah. So
that's such a cool thing. You know, we have all the fireworks here on July 4th. You know, it's like the whole big thing here with all the fireworks.
Right.
Well, which is our separation, which is our independence from you. No, I mean, not from you, from
I'm not taking it personally. It's okay.
No.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if we never, if we were just lame and we just accepted what was back then and never separated from the British back then, if that never happened.
I don't know. Maybe you'd still be eating like cucumber sandwiches and drinking English tea.
We could, yes. And we would have had access, and we could have, hello, how are you?
Hello.
I'm fine. What now? How's the wife? She's fine. Ta-ta, cheerio. Good day.
You're right.
Then the show will be like from UK to UK.
Yes. I heard one of the reasons why we had the Revolutionary War back then is to prepare for the Andy and Amanda show, which uniquely joins the UK.
Wow.
We have, so we do have Amanda Love, who is 8,000 miles away from Andy here in the USA, in near Hollywood, California. And we're the only talk radio show in the world that we're live right now, joins two countries together for conversation, for some laughs, from insights on today's news, from politics, religion, spirituality, relationship, sex, and all that kind of crap. That's what we do.
All that kind of crap. It's not important, but we talk about it anyway.
Funny.
And our number to talk about whatever crap you want to talk about. Just be prepared to, if you join the show, just be prepared. And if you're going to say anything political or anything about vaccinations or politics or Donald Trump or, you know, conspiracies, just make sure you have facts, verifiable, reproducible facts and figures to back up what you're saying. If you just want to come on and have a conversation and laugh and express your opinion about something or a viewpoint about something, That's different. But don't come on the show and express facts that aren't facts, okay, because that we don't allow on the show. But we do allow, we do want you to join us, 515-605-9888. And, you know, it's a breath of fresh air what we do here, I think, on the Andy and Amanda show. And Cornell, who's joined us today, which is not that often that he does, and I'm glad he's had the opportunity to do that, is the guy who introduced. Yeah, he introduced Amanda and I, and we, three of us, have never met. And if it weren't for Cornell, we would never have this show. So we kudos go out to Cornell Butler here on the show.
Thank you, guys. Thank
you. Yes, of course, my darling.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys.
Oh,
yeah, he's
we appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Because yeah, really, this Cornell is the drive behind Amanda and I, because I don't know why. Anyway,
Hey Andy, now we all in a car driving.
I know this. I know this. Thanks to Cornell.
I don't want to have
sex. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
Hey. Something I don't know about.
No. So good.
Because you know we do.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
There is. There's plenty of them.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to know that. I hope not.
8,000 miles love.
Does you guys know who Joe Manchin is?
Who?
Who?
Good. Right answer. Joe Manchin. I wish more people would say that. We'd be in a better place if more people. Amanda, that was wonderful. I should have recorded that and play it in a future show. Just you saying who? I love it. I got to do that. I want to come back and record you saying who. I love that. That's an audio clip. Anyway, Joe Manchin is a senator from Virginia who is a Democrat, but at the same time has been a wrench in the Build Back Better program and in the infrastructure program that Joe Biden has proposed that we implement here in the United States, multi-billion dollar, actually $1.8 trillion program that would be utilized to fix and build bridges, high-speed rail lines, airports, highways. I'm hearing reverb. I'm hearing echo of me.
Oh.
Hello. Hear that?
Oh. Hello.
How are you? It is nice. Echo. Oh, man. Oh.
It's the remix.
Oh, my gosh. That Jameson is starting to kick in.
And it's talk, in. Wouldn't you love to be the announcer to like an NFL or baseball game and just like you hear your voice go on second, base, is. Anyway.
And no, people purposely create that effect in music as well. It's awesome.
They do. It's called what do they call it? Echo
chamber.
Echo
chamber.
Something. Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying, Amanda?
You were saying about the dude I was saying.
Oh, Joe Manchin. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Joe Manchin is a senator from Virginia who's putting a block, who has put a block in his endorsement of the Build Back Better and the infrastructure program proposed by Joe Biden. It's being voted upon in Congress now, really. But it's been a stumbling block. He's a Democrat. You know, just, you know, Republicans are loving it, I think. But here's a tune that I picked off of TikTok, actually. And I want to play it because it's kind of cute and it's funny. I think I played it for you, Amanda, after our show on Wednesday. It's cool. How do we solve a problem like Joe Manchin?
How do you solve a problem like Joe Manchin? How do you keep a houseboat on dry land? How do you find a word that means Joe Manchin? A corporate heel, a total sellout, a sham. Many a lobbyist in Manchin's pocket, serving himself instead of his constituents. How do you make headway when Manchin is in your way? How does he love coal more than the planet? Oh, how do you solve a problem like Joe Manchin. Both flew and rendered him irrelevant.
Wasn't that cute?
Yes.
That was very cute.
She's like, oh, that sounds so cute the way you laugh, Amanda. Oh, happy
I wanna
days.
I want to record Amanda's laugh. I do. Yeah, so cute.
Which
so
one?
Cute.
I have many, don't I? I don't know. Why. Yeah. You know, some people have just one type of laugh, and I think mine's changed over the years. I kind of monitored it a little. You know, you could think, oh, wow, I didn't used to laugh like this. And it's funny how your laugh changes. I don't know.
Yeah, as long as it's not sound alike.
Oh, no. No. No, well, I hope not. Because I've been smoking cigars and cigarettes and drinking all day.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that was cute. And, you know, we'll see. We'll talk more about, you know, if I get into that right now. But we'll get into politics and what's going on in the news here and you know, where are we? In the United States. And there's a lot to talk about. The recent gubernatorial elections in Virginia, New Jersey, one's kind of being held up right now. New Jersey, in many counties in New Jersey, you got to hear this. So there are big counties in New Jersey that had brand new voting machines installed. You know, the new up to date, you know, modern, contemporary, efficient, accurate voting machines. Well, some of the poll workers in these great big counties, which are predominantly Democrat counties, which and right now, if it was called right now, Matt Murphy would be the first Democrat to ever win re-election in the state of New Jersey as governor, you know, back-to-back terms. Anyway, they thought it would be a shoo-in, a walk-in, but this guy, Caminetti, you know, with a side of marinara, Capelli. Cianati, you know, this is the Andy DeManier show. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. Anyway, no. So the Republican challenger made it really tense. As a matter of fact, there's a point where there's just a few hundred votes between the two candidates. I mean, my God, talking about nail biter. And then the votes started coming in from these largely Democratic areas, which would put Murphy ahead and did. But then later they found out that some of the poll workers, when the polls closed, they shut down the voting machines before the voting machines were finished tabulating all their vote counts. And we're talking six, up to 15,000 votes. And the poll workers unknowingly said, okay, the polls are closed, it's 8 p.m., everything gets shut down, boom. Well, they evidently weren't trained or didn't know that you can't shut the voting machines down when the polls close because they're still computing, they're still tallying up thousands of votes. You got to let them finish what they're doing, then you shut them down. It's like when you're transferring a file on your computer and you're ready to go to bed, whatever, you're downloading or uploading something, you say, okay, I'm going to go to bed, it'll happen by itself, good night, I'm tired, or I want to get a coffee, I'm going to hit the bathroom and get a cup of coffee, whatever. While you do that, you turn your computer off in the middle while it's downloading or uploading. That's what it's like. So now the official, even though CNN and all the networks called Matt Murphy, is that his name? Matt Murphy's a guitar player for Blues Brothers.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, okay.
It starts to get to that point now where he's like second guessing all the names. He's
definitely.
Like, oh, all right.
I'm waiting for my mind. I'm waiting for him to say, oh yeah, it wasn't that Charles Manson.
Vic Damone, Eddie Fisher, what's his name there? Mickey Murphy, Mighty Murphy.
Yeah, Mighty Murphy, right?
What's his name? Murphy. I think it's
Murphy. No, I'm thinking of RoboCop. Murphy.
I'll be back.
I'm thinking about the show Murphy's Law. Only on the Andy and Amanda show.
Only.
Absolutely.
People are listening to the show. You know, we have thousands of listeners and followers around the world. Can you? I can't imagine
why.
Why? Yeah.
What's
the hell are you doing here? That's my our number. Yeah, our number here, you know, to join the show. Our number here to join the show is 515-605-9888, and you'd be helping us out by calling. As I said earlier, I don't know, I think I was talking, giving a spiel about what the callers that we accept and what we don't accept, but which is mostly calls we accept. But go on your show, 515-605-9888. We do also know, we look at numbers, you know, we look at things, statistics and all that crap, that most of you listen to the show by podcast. Many more on podcast than live on Block Talk Radio. We wish we had more live listeners, and maybe we'll do something about that. Maybe you can help us do something about that, because we have a lot of phone lines. We can take your calls. We had callers. You know, we do get callers on a more consistent basis now, but they're far and few between, and we want to change that. We'd love to have you participate in the show. This is the people's show. This is your show. So what we're actually going to do, and Amanda and I talked about this on...
I hope you weren't waiting for me to fill in that gap.
Andy about to say we talked on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
That would have been. I'm trying to think. The last show we did, was that Christmas? No, that would have been.
Wasn't
that would have been
Halloween, right?
Halloween. No, Halloween was on Sunday.
So this was Wednesday.
I've been going so
on Wednesday
long.
Show. Or after Wednesday's show, I forget. But Amanda and I, at some point in the past, Amanda and I said, I want to go on TikTok. And I've got videos, guitar videos out there on TikTok that gain a lot of people, like, quickly. I don't know why. Again, that's a question I scratch my head and say, you want to see me play guitar? Holy crap. Anyway, so I've got a lot of TikTok music stuff happening, which I was introduced to recently. It's actually kind of cool because, I'm sure I've got a TikTok audience that didn't know who the hell I was. I don't know who the hell I am, let alone TikTok audience, that is following me now and into my music and what I do musically, which is really my main career. And also Amanda's. Amanda's an amazing composer and musician. That's kind of our real gigs. And this we do. This is kind of becoming our real gig, isn't it? Anyway. So what I like to do, because a lot of the – you know, things we do on the show more recently than previously, we pick up from TikTok, like what the people say and all that. We just go to TikTok, browse with interesting people, with just general people out there talking. That's what they do. That's what TikTok's about. And we pick up on some of the stuff and play some of the clips on our show. And so what we decided we would do is go on TikTok without my guitar, naked, and say, no. No.
You'll really get some followers then.
No, they don't get no followers. You know, can we talk?
Oh,
anyway.
My God, Andy, your followers, I just went on it. It just went up to 10,000.
I was going to say, I think they're moving you to a different platform, a different app, because I think there's a specific app that allows that kind of thing.
and Amanda would join me there.
Although she does have a very nice figure.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get on TikTok, and I'm going to invite people who comment on TikTok, who make these videos that last a minute or two, whatever they are, to also come on our show for a minute or two or three and express their viewpoints, their opinions, talk about what you're talking about on TikTok, but come on live radio and, you know, dial our number, 515-605-9888. Let this be TikTok radio. You know, come on a radio show and have a discussion, not just come out and say what you're saying. Let's have a conversation. Share that with people who can respond on live radio and talk about what you're talking about, what you want to talk about. So we're hoping that we gain some followers, who might ask questions
oh my goodness.
How old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Oh, I have a flashback.
Wow, that's how I feel when I drunk that Jack Daniel.
Well, let me fill you in, my darling, because Andy said, I have a caller on the line for you asking you a question. He played that clip, and I was like, ooh, what's going on here? And we actually talked about losing our virginity.
We did.
And then we were joking, like, when that clip was played, like, is that Cornell calling in, making that noise?
You were a Star Trek. What's it called?
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, Star
oh,
Wars.
Yes. I'm happy.
And so we thought that was you. We did.
Really?
Are we clear?
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, your Courtney with the lights off. I knew I should have dialed. Oh my gosh, I gotta fix my phone.
Oh, oh yeah, we missed you when that happened.
I heard the real behind the story of Cornell in the dark room.
Speaking of which, folks, let's give it a sample. This is from, again, this is like what the people are saying out there. This is just something we picked up, and let's hear what we don't know what this is about. Build Back Better. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's go ahead and find out.
Okay.
So Joe Biden just announced the framework for his Build Back Better plan. And before we start blowing smoke in the Democrats' direction because we didn't get everything that we wanted or everything that was promised, bear in mind that these people exist. These are all Senate Republicans. None of them are supporting Build Back Better. None of them are supporting the hundreds of thousands of union-paying jobs that are going to be added. None of them are supporting the hearing aid benefit that's going to be added to Medicare. None of them are supporting the fact that the child tax credit is going to be extended. And none of them are supporting the fact that this plan is actually driving down the deficit, which is something I thought Republicans supported. So clearly they're just here for the partisanship. So I hope everyone remembers that during the midterms, because we need to add more Democratic senators to the Senate so we can truly get everything that we want out of the Senate and let government work for us. And let's not have these people.
You guys are not serious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it that good?
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your personal opinion of this whole Build Back Better thing?
I am all for it. You know, we're talking about putting money into the economy that's going to make life better for all of us and create jobs in the process. And what Joe Manchin's issue was, he wants to know the true and actual cost of this program. He doesn't want to sign a bill that says it's going to be $1.8 trillion or $1.7, whatever it is there, and then come back later after this bill's passed and approved and find all these projects are running way over budget and this thing ends up costing us $3 trillion, not $1.7 trillion. And there is a recoup of the money of this because the jobs that are created to do all the things that we need to do within this program, you know, if we're going to build a high-speed rail, if we're going to improve bridges and railroads and put 500,000 or 200,000, I forget what it is, the number, I think maybe, I forget, what, hundreds of thousands of EV charging stations across the country, somebody has to build them, maintain them, you know, hook up the wiring, blah, blah, blah. Car manufacturers are going to hire more people to build more electric vehicles. You know, all this is about building building the economy and building a better life for us Americans. And we benefit in two ways. We create jobs. We take people off of jobs, for example, working in the coal mines to pollute the environment ultimately, take those jobs out of coal mines, put them in environmental jobs like building EV charging stations, about building solar stations, about building wind stations, all these things that we can do to improve the environment, improve the quality of life, make life more efficient, make us more contemporary and up to speed with what other countries are doing around the world. We're suddenly way down the – you know, we put a man on the moon, for Christ's sake, and look where we are. You know, in France, you can go from Paris to La Rochelle at 300 miles an hour on the bullet train. It's a magnet lever, repelling magnetic forces. This thing floats in the air right above the railroad tracks at an incredible speed. There's no friction. And they have that
incredible.
In Japan and in China, too. 300-mile-an-hour train.
Yeah.
That's a lot of airplanes. You give an airplane a headwind, and this thing goes faster than the airplane does. You know, in some
I would let time go.
You know?
I really would.
So let's build that thing. But here's the thing. So if this thing, let's say you have a budget, and the budget's X, right? And the return on this X is XX. And the government's going to make this money back. But if the budget suddenly goes to XXXX, but the return is still XX, so therefore this cost is trillions. Where's the money going to come to pay for this? Great ideas, dudes. Great ideas.
Yeah.
So we need to know what the cost is going to be in the real world. And I understand the concern, but I say fuck it. Let's do it anyway. Let's make America better. You know what that does? You know what I'm thinking? Also, remember how Trump ran on "Let's make America great again"? Isn't that what Build Back Better is?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, Boris Johnson's got his own version of that as well. And as you know, with coming out of Brexit, we wanted to be solo again. We wanted to have the pride and the economy and stretcher we had back in the day when, you know, Margaret Thatcher was in power, and even earlier than that, because we had such a successful country. It was incredible. The UK was, you know, steaming ahead with so many things, with technology and science and all sorts of things, with the Industrial Revolution. And, you know, we lost so much of that over the years. And now Boris is like, okay, so we've come out of, you know, we've made the Brexit thing happen. We've come out of Europe. Our way of building back better is going to be recreating that life again here in the UK so that businesses thrive and, you know, we have a whole new Industrial Revolution in a sense, but it's going to be green powered. It's going to be healthier and better for everybody. And I like where he's going with it. I just not sure I can trust him completely with how this is going to go and how beneficial it's actually going to be to the UK. So let's just hope. Fingers crossed that this actually is more successful than everybody's idea of it is right now, because we're all doubting him with everything that's going on and with the Brexit issues we've got right now as well in the news, and you know it's not good. So you know I've kind of lost a little bit of confidence in him for various reasons, but you know, and Joe Biden's idea of building back better, I love everything that he's come forward with. I follow him and Boris on Twitter, so I kind of like see all his updates. He does so many updates a day. I was like, this is quite impressive for a president. I thought, you know, everybody was on, everybody was saying that Trump was always tweeting, he was never working and all that kind of thing. But I'm guessing somebody does it for them. I don't think he has maybe his personal phone tweeting. I don't know. But literally, there's several tweets a day from Biden.
Yeah, I saw the most recent one here. Let me just pick it up right here.
There's definitely things you can do to make yourself be into the sex more.
Oh, excellent. What did he suggest?
Please,
I
want to know.
To build back better. Okay, I see.
Yes. Get a solar energy. No, me stop.
No. Yeah. He's all about green power, too.
Yes. Yeah, and have a blast. No, I was just joking.
Yeah, he's going to be promoting green shakes, you know, get those green juices going, you know, really build that better.
Definitely.
You know,
that's a performance.
I agree with you, though, in all seriousness. I like what Biden is promoting and where his heart is, you know. We got to catch up to speed here. There's so much we can do in this country to make life better for all of us, and also things that provide more opportunity and put more things on equal playing field between women and men regarding equal pay, family leave, and all the Family Leave Act, and all these kind of things. And we have to stop asking questions like
how long should sex last?
Yeah, how long? Yeah, because that's. That takes us, you know, really nowhere, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I think too many people are focused on how long it lasts instead of actually being in the moment enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? Let's time ourselves.
I wonder, you know what we should do? We should take a poll.
Okay.
What, swing down on it? I was waiting for Andy. Andy was taking too long. He's like, we should take a pause and swing down it, or what? Andy, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, I'll give him pole position. He can have pole position.
Cornell.
Yeah. Don't you want to marry me?
Not with the pole. Hey, speaking of that, guys, man, I just got my prostate checked out.
Oh, how was it?
Oh,
man, it went pause. I mean, it went well, Andy, and man, it went well, man. When you get a certain age, people, a male, supposed to check their prostate.
Did they knock you out? Did it knock you
no,
out?
No, actually, they did it the old-fashioned way.
Oh.
Bend over the table or something?
Yeah. a pole, right? But it worked out. I think everybody that's, you know, at a certain age should, you know, get their prostate checked out, you know, keep them getting prostate checked.
Did you hear what Cornell said?
Graphic. What's that?
Did you hear what Cornell said? He sent me this during the, thank you, Cornell, for doing this, by the way. Cornell sent me a, you know, the conversation while they're doing that thing to him, you know, and his voice changed a bit, I think, but this is basically...
Please don't go. You can't leave me, please. I'll never forgive you.
Let me tell you, Andy, they had to drag me out of the office. I was like, please let me stay.
I've heard it's quite a pleasurable experience.
Guys. Just joking.
In all seriousness, though, guys, because I guess like, for women, we get curious about that kind of thing for guys. I there's probably even guys out there who've not had the check, right? And they're wondering, what is it about? So without sounding too graphic, what's the procedure?
No, be graphic.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Cornell?
I think he fainted.
I was fainting earlier. My bad.
He's reliving it.
I was like, wow.
You know what he said to the doctor when he went into the exam?
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Hey, Andy, she had the longest fingers I ever seen and felt.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to say fingernails then. I was like, ouch.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, Cornell, he was thinking this, you know.
Hey, there's something awfully squawy going on around here.
Yeah. Definitely.
So is that just like at a normal doctor's office, or do you have to go to like a hospital or like a clinic?
Well, actually, you
got
to go to like a cancer, what do you call a cancer hospital?
Like a special unit.
You're talking about a colonoscopy, not about a prostate exam. You're talking about a colonoscopy.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it, Andy?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Hell no.
It feels
Hell
very
no.
different.
Hell no. Oh. Hell no.
Wrong show, guys.
Wrong show.
You know, I got to tell you, you talk about this and...
it's going down very rapidly. Really rapidly.
Well, Andy, that's what I got done today.
So tell me what it's
like.
So what it's like?
To be honest with you, you know, we are on the Andy and Amanda show. Well, they make sure they check, you know, the doctor, you know, lubricate a finger... And stick it up your anus and move around, make sure that the prostate is okay, don't have no lumps on it and all that stuff. And I came back, and they want to make sure that you don't have no type of, you know, bleeding and all that stuff, you know, because they say at a certain age, like I said before, you're supposed to get that checked out because that could sometimes become cancer if you don't get it checked out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I got it done, I just want to let you know, I smoked 2 cigarettes. So it was
it was a satisfying experience.
Thing I forgot to tell you, also they have to check your testicles also. So she checked my testicles. It was a she, man. And the thing about
that surprises me.
It's kind of weird because she told me, like, you know, to take off my pants and she want to rub my balls. I mean, actually, she was kind of pretty, so I was trying to hold myself back.
Oh, that must be hard for men, though.
Yes, it really was hard.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, though, I do feel for you guys because it only takes that one single thought for you when, like, you're seeing a beautiful woman having to do something like that.
I'm just happy she didn't tell me that. I only had one ball. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's what you had done. You didn't have that camera put up there then when they do that.
No, they said if they would have felt something different or something, they would have put the camera up there and all that stuff. And that's when they got to numb you or put you to sleep and all that.
That's what I thought you had done.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you had done. Because that to me would really, that would be it. So that would be really freaky. Really, really freaky.
Yes. Hey, Andy, I was hearing the same music when she was sticking it up there. I was like, Andy, I advise everybody to get it checked out in your lifetime. It don't have to be now,
absolutely.
But to make you feel, you know, feel like you can live another 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's no question about it because, first of all, colon cancer and prostate cancer can, in fact, be 100% cured if it's caught in time. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
So in all seriousness, okay, yeah, definitely do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
Well, but
I got to rush y'all because I got to get back to the doctor. No, I'm just joking.
I want to make, you know, because when Cornell made the appointment, they want, you know, he asked, you know, he talked to me on the phone about this at length because he's a little nervous about doing it. So he wanted to make sure what kind of doctor would be doing this and where. So they told him that.
It will be a woman.
And he rejoiced.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel kind of better that they say I was okay, and it made me feel great because I was.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's
it runs in my
feeling.
Family, so I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, darling, I can relate.
Last time I had that checked for me, and it was years ago. The doctor said, "You know, it's kind of small," and I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's when she lifted the shirt up.
Oh.
Only on our show will we, you know.
Stuff we
Andy,
come out.
I'm not blaming anybody for that.
You can't.
No, that's the fun of this place, you know.
Definitely, we are real reality.
Even the real, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that feeling of relief though is incredible, right? Because you get so nervous and wind up, you know, before you go, and then when you hear, "Oh, everything's great," you're like, "Oh, thank God for that," because you do.
Definitely.
You think about that
it's
type of stuff.
It's so good, man. I tell you this: from now on, I think I'm gonna become a vegan because they said, you know, a lot of when you eat a lot of meat and all that stuff, sometimes it gets, you know, it could cause. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I eat very little meat. Very little. I'm not a vegetarian. I've got a daughter who's vegan and a daughter who's vegetarian. And the vegetarian used to be vegan, but my whole house we just do not. They're, you know, one's in college, one lives, you know, down the pike or whatever. But we don't get red meat much at all. You know what I love making? Honestly, I've become really, really good at barbecuing salmon. With different types of seasonings and preparing it differently and stuff. And people say, well, it's easy to cook salmon. Just put it on for 12 minutes and boom. But I've been making some amazing, amazing salmon dishes. I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I'm really having fun cooking salmon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I really like salmon, man. I could just live on it. And they say fish and tuna and salmon, those types of fish are really good for you because it gets you natural concentration of fish oil, which is really good for lowering cholesterol and lubricating what needs to be lubed, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Amanda, let me ask you a question. Because you go to the.
Let's see, we've just talked about lubrication and now we're starting with questions. Yes, darling. She says nervously.
How do I say this? All right, so you just asked about the guys going to the guy doc. You know, for you know, or not, you know what I mean? Not the guy doc. But,
yeah.
How about for you, for women?
Well, for women, obviously, we have to have various checks. We have to have a cervical cancer screening test where, unfortunately, yes, they do have to go inside and have a feel around and tell you if there's any unusual, like if something feels enlarged or that kind of thing. They ask you various questions regarding do you use the bathroom okay? Have you ever experienced any pain or discomfort? You know, it gets quite in-depth, actually, with the amount of questions they ask. I was really surprised when I went for mine. And they recommend doing it every year because even after having a check, that check can actually cause you to develop, ovarian cancer or cervical cancer, because if I sound in too graphic, they put a clamp inside you sometimes to like open you up, and it's very painful for a woman. I mean, it's like, whoa, what are you doing to me? Get away! You know, it feels unnatural to kick them away. But so yes, it's very unpleasant, and it doesn't feel very comfortable. And that's not nice. And then obviously for a woman as well, we have to go and have our breasts checked. And believe me, that's very painful too. They literally put them in a clamp. They have to squeeze right down to see if there's any unusual lumps and bumps there. And I tell you guys are having a pleasurable experience. Us women go through hell with all of this.
Hey, Cornell, did they do that to you today?
Yeah, they took a nuts in the bike.
Actually, I wanted them to, but I was like, you don't have breasts. I'm like, yes, I do. I don't have breasts. I have breastuses.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awful.
You're a contemptible lowlife of talking this way.
I love you guy, man. You remind me of myself.
I rather enjoy it myself.
I bet you do.
That's funny, actually, because we literally just ran right over the hour mark, and just before we hit that hour dead on, you played that sound clip.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. So I imagine people now will hear the ending of that show saying, you're a contemptible lowlife or something like that. For speaking that way, and then it's cut. I love it.
Oh, God. It makes me want to.
That's hilarious.
It makes me want to,
Yeah, that's how I felt a couple hours ago.
you felt like you were like this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know where Andy got that from, but that's how I felt.
But what?
It's an awesome laxative.
Yeah. What an adventure. I'll tell you something. I think we need to just get over this.
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Yeah. Well, that was you can do better than that.
Catastrophe.
Yeah, it was. You know, you
oh, excellent.
Yeah. So I guess that means we ran over our hour mark, so I guess we're on podcast now that we're still going. I guess we could think about what's coming up next week. A lot of cool things we can talk about at next week's Andy and Amanda show. And I want to reiterate that we are live on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in the show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7 p.m. in UK. That would be like in the Midwest, Chicago, Central Time Zone. It would be 2%.
Actually, sweetheart, I think the time's going to change again back to 8. And the reason being is I'm sure your hour goes back on Sunday, the 7th of November. Yeah, I think your clocks go back an hour then.
That's
true. So I think we would have caught up.
An hour extra sleep, guys.
Yeah. So I think everything will be back on schedule, normal time, 8 o'clock for us in the UK.
Well, thanks for bringing it. Thank you. Yeah.
That's all right, darling.
Yeah, good. I didn't know that. I didn't know that here, and I live here, so yeah. Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
But yeah, we are so Monday, Wednesday, Friday live. You call in, talk about what you want to talk about at 515-605-9888. Even if you're not listening to the show, folks, and you hear the podcast, call, and when you get into the show, you'll get a recording. You know, you'll be directed to our show, and you'll hear us talking. And then if we can, we'll go ahead and screen you and make sure you're a legitimate caller and calling for legitimate reasons, put you on the air. And sometimes we just, go ahead and say, hey, we got a caller, and we click you on, and we don't just say, whoever you are, who are you, and where are you calling from, what are you talking about? We do that too. But please do call us live, and don't worry about not hearing the show and then calling in. You can call that number, 515-605-9888, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, whatever time that is in your neck of the world. We do go around the world. Oh, but I want to tell everybody that we picked up more Russian listeners last week. Our numbers in Russia have gone up. I don't know why,
awesome,
but they have.
Wow.
Yeah, we picked up a couple other countries too. I don't have them in front of me. We'll hit it next week. But yeah, but I know I want to bring it up because I do remember I looked at the map and you know our number, our percentage in Russia is going up. I'm like, what the hell? But anyway,
that's incredible.
There's a lot of news to talk about, which we're going to go over next week. You know, just discussions, and we invite you to participate in these discussions. For example, there's a representative, a congressman who's retiring, Anthony Gonzalez, has a warning for his own party that the former president is going to try to steal the next election if he runs again, and that's a retiring Republican who's saying that. Something else we'll talk about is Nancy Pelosi pressing on for the vote on the infrastructure bill that we spoke about earlier in this show. We might also bring upon the fact that the famous quarterback from the what team is he on? Aaron Rodgers. What's he on? The Green Bay Packers, right? Packers, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Packers. He confirmed that he is not vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that a little bit. Rudy Giuliani was challenged under oath on his election lies. We mentioned that previously. We'll talk more about that. And there's so much more. And also, of course, what is going on in Amanda's neck of the world, the UK, Europe. We talk about everything here on the show, whatever's issues might be, whatever nonsense there is to talk about. We'll find it and talk about it. Why?
Absolutely.
I'm still wondering. Don't know why. Anyway. Yeah. So, Cornell.
Yes.
Thank you.
you want to ask me about that thing again?
Here I come to save the day.
oh, my God. Yes, Cornell. Oh, my God. That's right. Well, I'm glad you had that. You know, we talked, you know, that is, you know, we'll put that on the description of this show. That the discussion, a brief discussion, however brief, but, you know, we have a lot of fun. But in all seriousness, colon cancer, prostate cancer can be cured if it's detected early enough. And the yeah. amount of people who are dying from those cancers is ridiculous. And it's all, due to lack of prevention or early detection. And it's a shame.
Yes.
It's a shame, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy, dude, mm-hmm. is like, they told me, they was like, oh, my gosh, I'm glad, you came and you're a little early, but, because everybody will say when you get a certain age, like 50 or
I had a girlfriend used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah, but they say you came in. Oh, shit. I just caught on to that. But they said, it's good to get it early. I didn't know that,
I was going to reply to that, but what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
Yes, definitely.
It is good to know, because there's always confusion.
Ass alone, okay?
There's always confusion, isn't there, about all that kind of stuff and when what you can capture early and save your life and all that kind of stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, and fall down the steps and shit.
Yeah.
I was going to hit your head or some shit. Like, oh, I just did all this.
Were you walking okay when you left the doctor's office? You're walking around okay?
Well, I felt like I had a tail on the back of my... I was lubricated, dude.
Oh, so you didn't squeak. Excellent.
I love this stuff. Oh my God. Our listeners never going to get a check now.
Yeah.
They said, the hell with that. I'm just going to die.
Oh my gosh. What the hell is this? I don't know. Yeah.
It's Friday show.
Yeah, it's it is a Friday show, and we didn't Friday, a lot of our Friday shows in the most recent past have been dedicated to talking about day trading, investing in the stock market, and so. And those shows have actually polled well, stats. The numbers have been very good on those shows where we've addressed the financial markets and the AMC, the potential of an AMC squeeze, which I'm starting to doubt actually. But they're going to kick us out of here any minute. We are out of time here on the Andy and Amanda Show. I want to thank everybody for joining us. On behalf of Amanda Love in the UK, Cornell Butler, our show coordinator, myself, Andy Kimball here in California, I want to thank everybody again for joining and listening in to the Andy and Amanda Show, whether you're hearing it live or hearing it the podcast on whatever platform you are listening. Thank you so very much. Remember, again, our number is 515-605-9888. We'd love to have you on board Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thanks, folks. And what we'll do is let's close out the show again with the song Down Home Georgia from my good friend Kevin Michaels. That song is just going ballistic on all the charts and the country music and the indie charts. Wonderful tune. If you missed it early on, we're going to play it for you right now. So tune in, listen in, don't go away. Let's listen to the song Down Home Georgia, Kevin Michaels. Check it out on Spotify and YouTube as well. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Country band.